The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of anyone else associated with this radio station. If you want to know what's really going on, as opposed to what the Wall Street media machine wants you to think is going on, then you're in the right place. You are listening to the Thunderbolt on Free Radio Olympia, 91.9 FM in Olympia, Washington. This is the voice of the revolution. Listen at your own risk. All right, yeah, here we go. So tell me, have you ever found yourself in the middle of a Grateful Dead concert being crushed by 30,000 hippies and found yourself wishing, if only, you could smell like all of these people?
Driving that train.
Come on now.
I'm cocaine.
Let's be honest here.
Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And know that notion just crossed my mind.
Well, impossible as it may seem, that dream has come true.
This old day.
Yes, kids.
Makes it on
with
time.
Fanfare trumpets.
Leave Central Station about a quarter to.
And heavenly choirs.
It's Rebel
the
Junction.
Thunderbolt
at 17
is proud to announce
quarter to 10, you know it's traveling again.
That the next time
that
you need
train,
a gift for that grandfather in your life,
Casey Jones, you better,
who already has everything, then you can now get him some official
and know that notion just crossed
Grateful Dead vegan deodorant. Now pinch me so I know I'm not dreaming.
Take my advice, you'd be off.
I don't think so.
Switch man sleeping.
Yes, a major controversy
on the wrong track
has already erupted, though,
driving
over the
train,
authenticity
cocaine,
of the scents
Casey Jones,
due to a lack
watch
of a patchouli scent.
Trouble ahead,
I mean, really, how on earth
and
can someone smell like a true authentic hippie without patchouli? But never fear. The bouquets available do include the working man's fragrance and the aroma of skulls and roses. So surely this is the next best thing. And wait. That's not all. No siree, Bob. If you're going to suddenly convert the Grateful Dead from a near spiritual experience into a crass commercial enterprise, why not go whole hog? And you can team up with the biggest and baddest of all our bad corporate citizens.
Too good
and start marketing
eyes, still don't see
the official
the
Grateful Dead Dancing Bear collection
screams and the engine just gleams
of Nike running shoes.
I'm cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed.
Why not
trouble
do that? Indeed, other than having to suppress a gag reflex, of course. Yes, even now, all of those third world child slaves are busily sewing all of those cute little dancing bears onto your future Nikes. For yes, the new dancing bear line of Nike sneakers will feature the official Grateful Dead dancing bear riding on an official Nike swoosh. just crossed my mind. Here's the best part. Driving that train. They will reportedly sell for only $110 a pair. G-Man, you can just hawk your mom's gold to bring.
And you know that notion just crossed my mind.
So for those of you not up on Grateful Dead lore, one thing that many people do not know is that the Grateful Dead, who are known not so much for anti-capitalism as they were for being simply uncaring about such things, the Grateful Dead were actually the biggest grossing band in the world for many of the many years that they toured. The Grateful Dead made a lot of money. And to their great credit, they actually spent a lot of that money on a lot of really good causes. And unlike a lot of our more famous or infamous philanthropists, the Grateful Dead did their charity work quietly and without tooting their own horn. And also, unlike a lot of our more famous and infamous philanthropists, the Grateful Dead did not spend more money advertising their contributions than they did actually contributing.
St. Stephen with the robes, in and out of the garden he goes. Country garden in the wind and the rain. Wherever he goes, the people all complain.
That's for the Grateful Dead. That's for the infamous Deadheads. I got this to say.
Stephen prospered in his time. Well, it may anyway decline. Did it, but it doesn't now. Stephen would answer if he only knew how.
The Dead had a unique formula wherein they drug a large part of their audience around on tour with them.
Wishing well with the golden bell bucket.
Many thousands of kids would follow the Grateful Dead around every time they toured.
Lady Finger.
And those kids
dipped in moonlight.
Would make a living
riding what for
or not
across the morning sky
by selling food, arts, crafts, marijuana, and LSD to both the local concert goers and to each other.
Darkness, drugs, and bids the day goodbye.
The parking lots of Grateful Dead concerts often featured
sharp and narrow.
Some of the finest arts and crafts displays.
What a lot of fleeting matters you have spread.
That I have ever seen.
Several seasons.
And I've seen a lot of them.
With their treasons. Wrap the babe in scarlet covers. Call it your own.
Well, you see, Dead Tour was an entire subculture that had its own traditions, its own language, and its own worldview.
One man gathers what another man spills.
A lot of people, including myself, were somewhat critical of some aspects of that culture. But whatever, that's beside the point. I once ran into some college students who were attending a Dead show because they were writing a thesis upon deadheads as one of the last truly nomadic cultures that are left on the planet. However, evidently, it was decided the Grateful Dead could no longer be the Grateful Dead after the death of Jerry Garcia.
Saint Stephen will remain, all he lost he shall regain. See, show up by the sudden phone. Yeah, so long he's got to call it in home. Fortune comes a calling, good night, dear woman. The sun. Wonder who will water all the children of the garden when they sigh about the barren lack of rain and droop so hungry neath the sky. Underfoot the ground is patched with climbing arms of ivy wrapped around the manzanita, dark and shiny in the breeze. William Tell has stretched his bow till it won't stretch no further, for and Lord, it may require a shade that doesn't come before.
While the Grateful Dead are no longer the Grateful Dead, Bob Weir, Bill Kreutzmann, and Mickey Hart are still touring as Dead and Company. Since, unlike a lot of other bands, the Grateful Dead have always displayed a lot of financial savvy, then I am thinking that the Dead and Company almost certainly still own the legal rights to all of this stuff. And I don't think we would have Grateful Dead deodorant or Dancing Bear Nikes without their approval. In fact, there's probably an interesting story behind all of that. Since I am pretty sure that Jerry Garcia's grave is now an oft-visited shrine, I wonder if anyone has detected any rolling motions coming from there lately. I'm sorry, but in my view, your brand has been cheapened. They sure came up with some hot music, though. Ah, yes. Welcome to the Thunderbolt for August 7th, 2020. You know, back in the 80s, there was a band called Devo. And Devo maintained that since human activities were converting a verdant paradise into a poisonous chemical sewer, then obviously humans had taken a very wrong turn somewhere in our recent evolution, and that rather than evolving, we should start devolving.
Greetings, beautiful mutants, and how may we be of service? This is Neutra for Devo Incorporated, checking in with the many factions of devolutionary humans who have waited so faithfully this past year while Devo gathered its strength for the next offensive. As many of you can see, the road ahead is filled with danger. It's not nuclear bombs we must fear, but the human mind itself, or lack of it, on this planet. It's time to go beyond the normal thing. It's time to do the super thing. It's time for Devo. There's no question about it. The Spud Boys are ready with new songs, new films, and new approaches to survival in a world ruled by subhumans. Lies, lies, lies. That's all we get from those who pretend to know but don't. But once again, Devo attempts to cut through the mental grease and grime with techniques of positive mutation designed to protect you from the ninnies and the twits. Remember, no one knows, so let's find out. Devo asks the questions that help point us all in the right direction, to go forward, move ahead, and give the past a slip. It's time to seek out new traditions. We know where the old ones took us, and now we are all here together. So let's go. Take in the full measure of Devo's new traditionalist spirit. The vinyl record and cassette tape of Devo's latest musical outpourings is entitled simply New Traditionalists. To purchase it is not like spending money, but rather it is an investment in the future and a blow against the empire. This is Neutra for Devo Incorporated saying, bombs away.
Yes, kids. It's time to make America ape again. For whether or not you are a fan of evolution, or of devolution for that matter, one factor
faster.
I've never heard
faster.
Devo mention faster. Is that before
faster.
We devolve into monkeys,
tower of darkness, just before I say goodbye,
we would need to first
take a Teflon cigarette, I chew my cyanide,
devolve through our eighth
faster.
Phase.
And they send it off to you.
And a thing about most apes is that apes do not tolerate strangers.
Swim up the river.
If two chimpanzees that do not know each other encounter each other in the forest, then they will both instantly
saw myself lying dead.
And without question, begin trying to kill each other. Or at the very least, they will begin to very loudly and aggressively interrogate each other until each fully knows the intentions of the other.
Now the tears run from my eyes, but it seems like there's no running from the lies. My poor heart plays tricks on my mind.
As with most things, there are upsides and downsides to that habit. Amongst other things, this propensity to murder strangers on sight means that chimpanzees would have a very difficult time adopting to coffee shop culture, for instance. And I don't know which is the chicken and which is the egg, but another thing about all of that,
now it's time for all good things,
is that our human habit of not murdering all strangers on sight is one of the things that makes an advanced civilization possible. Which I guess could be considered either a good or a bad thing, depending upon your point of view about civilizations. One thing I will say for Devo's point of view, at least chimpanzees aren't threatening the very existence of all life on the planet. All right, so next I have a very special treat for you, in that we not only have a guest host for this week's show, but that guest host is a legend from the past. And that can only mean that it's time for some geriatric hijinks, because the toothless old grandpa is here and waiting to take us away. Huh? All right, Grandpa, it's been a long time. How have you been doing?
Well, son, to be honest, I've been feeling somewhat socially distant lately.
Yes, that actually appears to be going around. So anyway, I just recently learned that you are a member of the infamous Menard family.
Yeah, well, in the end, we're all members of the Menard family. But I have toured with Kennard Menard, a Spinard or Ketchikan. But you can't catch Kennard and Ketchikan, so you gotta catch Kennard Menard and Spinard when you catch Kennard at all. And the way he smells, I fail to see why anyone would want to catch him anyway.
Well, he could have used some Grateful Dead vegan deodorant, eh?
What?
Never mind. Inside joke.
I certainly hope so. Good Lord.
I also just recently learned that Adam and Eve were Menards.
Yes, they were the original Menards.
Awesome. You learn something new every day. So I hear that you still have your propensity for grabbing a hold of third rails, and that now you want to criticize Antifa.
Yes, son, I am much more intolerant of unacceptable behavior when it comes from our side than I am when right-wingers do it, because I expect it from right-wingers, whereas we are supposed to be the good guys, and we have a reputation to maintain. I am convinced that the reason the First Amendment is the first is because it is the most important. If we lose our freedom of speech, then it won't be long until we lose everything else as well. And in addition, the First Amendment was specifically designed to protect offensive and or controversial speech. Since if said speech isn't offensive or controversial, then it generally does not need protection. If people are using their speech to cause harm to other people, or even if they are using their speech to conspire with other people to cause harm to people, then nail their asses to the wall. However, banning them from speaking just because you don't like what they're saying is an absolute no-no. And if you are engaging in censorship, then that means you suck big rocks. I don't care what cause you promote. I have been noting with growing alarm that in spite of all that, censorship is becoming ubiquitous in our culture. That is bad enough in and of itself. However, I have been noting with even greater alarm the fact that not only is virtually no one decrying all of this censorship, but indeed, filtering information is being enthusiastically promoted by lawmakers and by the general public. Now, I don't have too many good things to say about Mark Zuckerberg, but he has held out to the end trying to avoid censoring political speech on FedBook. And yes, I know that is ironic, since everything you see on your face crack feed is completely controlled by their algorithms, and those algorithms have been proven to favor offensive and or controversial speech. That's beside the point. For it is not just lawmakers, the public, and fondle book that are trying to censor other people's political speech. There are credible reports that protesters at the CHOP in Seattle were using threats of physical violence against any journalists who were taking pictures. And I have often noted Antifa's enthusiasm for censorship with deep alarm for a long time now. Since I myself fully support marginalizing and exposing fascism with everything we have, and since Antifa seem to be allies in that battle, then my natural inclination is to support Antifa. But if you support censorship, then I will not only refuse to endorse you, but I will condemn you. What makes you any better than the enemy if you seek merely to mirror the enemy? If you seek to merely replace one totalitarian with another? And anyone who censors other people is headed in that direction, then you are absolutely not on my side. The best counter to offensive or controversial speech is counter speech. If we set a precedent that it is okay to censor even talking about fascism, then whose speech does everyone think that they are going to start banning after they ban the fascists? Besides all that, if you can't out-argue some fact-free right-wing nutcase, then I would suggest that perhaps the problem is not with them. And it's time for a quick station break, so the Thunderbolt will be back in just a minute.
I feel that it is my civic duty to warn you that the Thunderbolt is about to strike this radio station. First, though, I would like to make plain that unless I have specific permission, I never presume to speak for anyone else, and I greatly appreciate it when everyone else returns the favor. The views expressed on this program are my views, and those views may or may not correspond with the views of the management of this radio station, their staff, their volunteers, their donors, and I can guarantee you that the views expressed on this program may not express the views of the administration at the Evergreen State College, though I do not know if any of this applies to their transdimensional doppelgangers, so I may need to consult an attorney on that one. But in the meantime, hang on to your seats, because here we go!
White Skin is a minor adaptation that makes living in cold weather a little easier. And Black Skin is a minor adaptation that makes living in hot weather a little easier. Since the original humans all had black skin, then white skin would have to be considered to be the mutation in this case. People of African descent are also more likely to get sickle cell anemia. But those sickle cells can save your friggin' life if you happen to live in malaria country. So anyway, get this. It turns out that the first prehistoric humans to inhabit the English Isles had black skin and blue eyes. perfect.
I just hate myself.
Over the generations, the English eventually lost the black skin, but I guess the blue eyes must have come in handy. So scientists have dubbed their fossil Cheddar Man, after the region in England where his remains were discovered. So tell me, since Cheddar Man had a black skin and blue eyes, would he be considered to be of mixed race?
I just think
myself.
Ha ha. So back in 2007, George W. Bush's people were desperately trying to keep the economy together until Bush was out of office. But they fell several months short. The economic collapse of 2007 was probably the single biggest reason that Barack Obama was able to manage such a resounding victory in 2008. Now, I've always known that the best way to get rid of Donald Trump would be to have another major economic collapse before the next election. I've been expecting that collapse long before now, to be honest, as their entire economic house of cards was already built upon a foundation of pure crap, held together by ephemeral aspirations and free money. The 0.1% started purchasing government bonds with a negative interest rate last year, which is as good an indication as any that we were on uncharted territory as far as the economy was concerned. That said, it was already blatantly obvious that we were in the middle of an economic bubble long before coronavirus ever came along. Everyone knew it, and everyone knows that you don't want to be in the middle of a bubble when it bursts. And so, even before our pandemic, the Wall Street gamblers were dancing around like a bunch of mice with a hungry cat in the room. This coronavirus thing is actually a blessing for the rump, as the machine is using this as an excuse to conduct the biggest transfer of wealth from the bottom to the top in human history. And the rump can now blame everything upon a virus, rather than blaming the fact that our economy was built upon a foundation of pure crap, held together by ephemeral aspirations and free money. The reason that the stock market is still doing so well is because the Wall Street gamblers know that the Federal Reserve is about to shovel trillions of dollars worth of free money into their secret foreign bank accounts. Since fear
is the central tool of authoritarians. That right at the beginning of this pandemic, I suspected that the reaction was being overblown so that they could beat people with a fear stick in order to make them more amenable to the deployment of police state tactics and the instituting of emergency measures. My initial distrust of the reporting on COVID-19 simply highlights one of the many dangers that are inherent when you cannot trust your own government and or your media. I always assume they are either lying or misleading, because most of the time they are. And that has become especially true ever since we elected a president who has literally made a political career out of crying wolf. And as far as social distancing is concerned, Kim Dobson has pointed out that what better way is there to socially distance yourself whilst yet remaining in contact with your community than by reading local newsletters and or by listening to your local community radio station. And here is one of many things about all of that. This pandemic could be a golden opportunity to start steering this ship in our direction. So I've already pointed out how the COVID-19 crisis highlights why everyone should have a place to live. And COVID-19 also makes an awesome case in support of Medicare for All. The crisis is also highlighting the vital importance of working people and the complete uselessness of hedge fund managers. The rump is treating coronavirus like a political football. Surprise, surprise. And that is probably the worst response he could have. If I had thought about it, I probably could have predicted that the rump would totally blow the first actual emergency that he had to deal with. And now that I think about it further, I'm surprised that he hasn't had to deal with some major emergency before now. George W. Bush had to deal with 9/11 after only a few months in office. And George W. Bush was a pampered, pointy-headed, good old boy rich kid whose IQ seemed to hover at or around room temperature, and who could barely put a coherent sentence together. Predictably, Bush's controllers then crafted a response to 9/11 that was so utterly disastrous that we are still on our knees to this day. also looking as if this new pandemic may be the crisis that finally collapses their economic house of cards as well. And again, that would provide us with a golden opportunity to bring some serious change to our national and to our world paradigms. And that change can either be really good or it can be really bad, depending upon who takes the initiative. If the economy collapses, then outrage over that, on top of all the other outrage that was already extant over everything else, all of this could provide an opportunity to both take the rump down and to bring about some seriously needed changes. Or it could provide them with a golden opportunity to put the hammer down and impose their authoritarian nightmare. Pandemics and economic collapse as instruments of social change? Indeed. What better? Let's go make it. All right. So there is no activist events calendar again this week, though there's a lot of online stuff going on, and I list all those things in my weekly newsletter, which you can subscribe to by emailing dana98501@gmail.com. That's dana98501, downtown Olympia zip code, @gmail.com. The newsletter also serves as the script for this show, and there's lots of stuff in the newsletter that it never makes it into the show due to time constraints, so you should subscribe now. So I'm going to fill out the rest of the hour with some music. This is Mason Williams with Mannheim Steamroller.
That was the fifth door. Before that was the third door. Before that was the second door by Mannheim Steamroller. And we started off with Classical Gas with Mason Williams and Mannheim Steamroller. The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station. You can find the Thunderbolt archives stored at dana98501.wordpress.com. And finally...
Thank you very much.